My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how Neil and Eric would grow their YouTube channels in a perfect world. So before we begin, we just want to apologize for the noise. We're under construction right now. Please bear with us. But I think this one's interesting because Neil and I, at least for me, I'll speak for myself. You know, my YouTube channel is modest. I think, Neil, you're approaching a million. I'm at like 58,000 or something like that. I haven't really put my back into it, but recently I've noticed kind of a trend that a lot of entrepreneurs are coming back into the YouTube world, and I've kind of been looking at how to grow my channel at least. So maybe, Neil, we can talk about how you would personally grow yours and what you think you're doing wrong. And I'll do the same thing for mine, right? So we're kind of diagnosing our own. And then, you know, people can take what they want from, you know, kind of our insights here. So I'll go first. So my channel is leveling up with Eric Sue. What I noticed recently, probably in the last year and a half or so, basically when the pandemic hit, my views really started to drop off probably maybe 3-4 months into the pandemic, right? So I would, my videos would typically get, previously, I would get a couple thousand views, right? So it could be 5,000, sometimes if I'm lucky, 10, 15, 20,000. If I'm doing really well, it might go up to 200,000, right? And what I noticed is that my views started dropping to like an average of like 200 to 300. So I like fell off a cliff, right? And so I had my friend take a look at my channel. I had two friends take a look at it. So we had Sean Cannell from Think Media. He spoke at our last Growth Accelerator. And then we had Kong, who's also in the group as well. He had two YouTube channels with over a million subscribers. And same thing with Sean. He's got one channel with over, I think, 1.5 million or so. So they know a thing or two about YouTube. And so Sean took a look, he audited my channel, and he was like, look, your problem is you're not doubling down on what's working and you're talking about a lot of random things. And that's cool if you've got a big channel, like if you're a big brand, right? If you've got like 500,000, a million subscribers or so, you can kind of talk about whatever you want. and then people will view it, right? So the problem is for YouTube's algorithm, one second you see me talking about crypto, the other second I'm talking about cool new gear that I bought, the other second I'm talking about like I'm touring Neil's house or something like that. And I do a lot of interviews, but the interviews, the titles are kind of all over the place, right? So the main point here, and Kong was saying the same thing, is like, look, why don't you just try focusing on like one thing for a while, whether it's like SEO or marketing or whatever it is exactly, right? And so my test right now for the next 30 days or so is to just make sure I have marketing in all the titles, right? Make sure I just talk about marketing the whole time. And hopefully my views will come back, because that's what I was doing previously. I was just talking about mostly marketing stuff and my views were going pretty decent, but now it's time to double and triple down. It's the key thing is you focus in on one topic first and you get big, and then you can branch out and talk about whatever you want. The mistake that I made, and I think a lot of people make, is, oh, but I'm a variety person. I want to talk about a lot of different things. That's just not how YouTube's algorithm works. So that's the number one thing that I would do. There's a host of other things, but I'll turn it over to Neil first or next.
Yeah. So the big thing that I've learned is I tend to stick with one topic, but what I don't do is enough clickbait type of articles. And everyone's like, clickbait's bad, but YouTube really optimizes for CTR. So if you have clickbait and your videos are good, where people are willing to watch the rest of your video, you'll do fine. And the key is just provide value. And that's what I don't do enough of. And if I did that, my channel would be much larger. The other big thing that I don't do of is people want like the day in the life type of stuff. I don't do that. And I think if I did that, I would be much better off. But I tend not to show too much of my personal life, other than if you're watching the video now and you see, you know, some of the people in my house in the background. But generally speaking, I tend to have a pretty private life.
Yep. I mean, here's the thing, right? The way the stuff Neil and I talk about, it's not as entertaining, right? It's more educational. I'd say it's probably 95%, 99% maybe educational. There has to be an aspect of entertainment as well. So when you look at Mr. Beast, it's all entertainment, right? And so if you combine entertainment with education, so edutainment, you're probably going to do better. And so that requires you to spend a lot of time ideating. So if you look at a Mr. Beast, he's spending hours, right, thinking of ideas. It's all about the idea at the end of the day. Then it's about the headline. It's about the thumbnail. You get those right, you're going to have a much higher click-through rate, much higher watch time, all that stuff, right? So for Neil and I, when we're doing this podcast, you know, my team helps me with the titles, and then Neil and I were editing the titles and we're just going, right? We're just teaching what we know. And I think this is going to go on YouTube as well. If we actually spend more time on ideating and think about entertainment, then I think we would do even better on YouTube. I think this goes for both of our YouTube channels in general, but it's just that there's just a lot going on for both of us that YouTube's not our main thing, right? Like for Mr. Beast, YouTube is the thing, and it is basically the one and only thing. So you just got to think about how you want to prioritize in general. Neil?
I think Eric really hit the nail on the head with the last statement of YouTube isn't our thing. It doesn't mean we don't believe in it. It doesn't mean we don't spend time in it. But you got to figure out what's the best way to grow your business and do your marketing. In my business, we found out the best ways through partnerships and sales, and a lot of that is outbound. So we focus very heavily on getting those types of divisions up and running and doing better and optimizing the performance. Because I learned in B2B that there's so many companies that we haven't heard of that are just so massive and big. And I was like, wait, I can try to reinvent the wheel and have millions of blog readers like I do, which I love and I appreciate. Or I can be like them and have less than 10,000 visitors to my site every month, but yeah, I'm worth billions of dollars. And I'm like, huh, their way builds bigger companies. My way works too, but it doesn't build as big a company. Why not do both, of course, but focus more on their way and combine it with some of my strategies, and then hopefully you'll be able to beat them.
One thing I'll say is if I really wanted to put my back into it, I'd probably be blasting my email list a lot more. So Neil's been pretty good at that, and usually he'll hit you with two or three links with his YouTube videos. That helps a lot, right? Because you're getting a lot more engagement. If I wanted to make it go all the way in a perfect world, I'd utilize the push notifications, right? I'd use email list, I'd use SMS, all the things that I have control over. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to learn more about our live and virtual events. We'd love to see you in person. Our next in-person event is September 13th through the 15th. Amazing people, amazing speakers, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io.
Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.